As I said before, we are from many different ethnicities, different cultures, different backgrounds and languages. And our next speaker typifies that more than anybody. He is a member of the Nutri-Carta, an international organization that is opposed to the establishment of the state of Israel, basically. Sometimes they come here when it's on the Shabbat and they walk all the way from their homes to join us as our brothers in peace. So I want you, with a nice round of applause and some cheers, can we please welcome Rabbi Aharon Cohen. Rabbi Cohen! Keep it going till he gets there, come on. Keep it going, come on.
I pray to the Almighty that my words should be true in their content and conclusion today. My friends, all of you, greetings. Once again, we're here to recall and highlight the immorality and illegality of the whole Zionist state and enterprise. A state which is based on a total disregard for the Palestinians' accepted claim for self-determination. We're gathering to show support and help alleviate to some degree the terrible and tragic suffering of the Palestinian people, which carries on and on as a festering sore. My message to you today, my friends, is, and I want to make this crystal clear, not all Jews are Zionists. In fact, the authentic age-old Jewish teaching is that Zionism and Judaism are two totally differing and incompatible concepts. Authentic Orthodox Jews oppose Zionism totally. They sympathize entirely with the Palestinian cause and protest vehemently the wrongs that are being done to them. Zionism is only 100 years old. Judaism is thousands of years old. If Zionism would be part of Judaism, it would have been here a long time before it was. One, the purpose of our message here today to you is to help reduce the sordid stain which Zionism has placed as imposed on the Jewish people. Orthodox Jewish philosophy has always opposed and opposes Zionism both on religious belief grounds and on Jewish values of humanitarianism. Zionism, with its aim for a state for the benefit of a specific group in someone else's land, is by definition a sectarian and racist philosophy. Zionism is wrong morally, and the Zionist regime in Palestine is illegitimate and criminal. And I want to make it clear that the Zionists in no way represent the Jewish people, as they like to claim. And furthermore, anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. If anything, Zionism and Zionists are the cause of modern day any existence of modern day anti-Semitism. I just want to finish with this. It's fashionable in the world, particularly in the Western world today, and in the light of the events that are happening all the time, and particularly over the last few days, to place charges and accusations as to which side in the conflict is currently to blame. But you know, these accusations and charges are totally irrelevant. We in no way wish to condone violence, but if you want to eradicate violence, you have to seek out the root cause. The majority of international observers, including the government of this country, omit to appreciate that the basic cause of the problem is that the very existence of Zionism and its state. There's no doubt that the very existence of the illegitimate state of Israel, known as Israel, is the underlying cause of strife in the Middle East, and there will be no peace unless and until this cause disappears. This illegitimate state cannot last. Falsehood must come to an end. And it is wrong to say that one cannot reverse what are called facts on the ground. Of course you can reverse facts on the ground if they are unjust. As we've heard the previous speaker say, we must have justice. How it will come to an end, we don't know. But we pray for a speedy, total, and peaceful dismantling of the concept of the Zionist state, to be replaced by a just regime in which Arab and Jew and anybody can live together peacefully as in previous times. And, my friends, after that, may we then merit the time when the glory of the Almighty will be revealed over the whole universe, and there will be peace among the whole of mankind. Thank you very much.
Let's hear it for Rabbi Cohen!